Hare Krishna, happy Gaur Purnima to those who are celebrating Gaur Purnima today. I realize some parts of the world they were celebrating it already yesterday. In any case, Hare Krishna and happy Gaur Purnima. I'm talking quietly, because this is as loud as I can talk. I got sick, and so I can't talk. The celebration of Gaur Purnima is really a internal event. Like all celebrations, things have their external ritualistic aspect. Abhishek, kirtan, and lectures, and other things. And then the other is the inner commitment, what's going on within, what we're doing for the service of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that's why from yesterday's verse Bhagavatam says Yajna Sankirtana Praya, that the essential aspect of his worship is by Sankirtana, which is Bahu Mirita Kirtana Yatra Sankirtana. Many people coming together and doing Sankirtan, which over the centuries our acharyas have elaborated on to include not just chanting with instruments, but the distribution of books, distribution of prasadam, obviously preaching to other people, speaking to other people about Krishna. So these are all Sankirtana in its different forms. And Yajna Sankirtana Praya, more or less, that's the Swarup Lakshan. That's the Swarup Lakshan of worshipping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yes, we worship the deities on the altar with incense, flowers, and so on. But that's the prayer, that's the tatastha lakshan. The swarup lakshan is that sankirtana prayer. Just like Krishna says, tatram pushpam palam tuyam, that's all tatastha lakshan. Leaf, flower, fruit, water, okay. But it's the bhakti. That's the swarup lakshan. And the other things are all tatastha. They're all marginal. They're there, they're there, they're not there, they're not there. That doesn't matter to Krishna. It's the example of that sage who just offered all these things in his mind for Krishna. Yomi Bhaktya Priyachati. That's the essence. So similarly, the essence of Gaur Purnima is not in all of the ritual activities, but Yomi Bhaktya Priyachati. How we rededicate ourselves, how we're willing to sacrifice for spreading that Sankirtan movement and giving Krishna consciousness to others. Because this whole verse is all about, well, how do you worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead? By worshiping Him, one attains perfection. So you worship Him. With that, you don't worship Him on the altar, you don't worship Him in the presence, but you worship Him on the street. You worship him by distributing books. You worship him by taking chances for spreading Krishna consciousness. Then Yaidam Paramam Guryam Bhakteshu Vidashati. And Krishna becomes very pleased, more pleased than he does by other kinds of offerings. And so Srila Prabhupada would say this is the business of advanced devotees, unified devotees. Stay in the dam, chant Hare Krishna, chant many rounds. They may become advanced in terms of purification of heart, but they remain neophyte in terms of the means by which they're pleasing the Lord. And he can be pleased prior, but he can be pleased quicker and more by this process. So, and it's not easy. Therefore, sannyasa kichchamu shanta nishta shanti parayana. Lord Chaitanya also gave it up. He gave up his family, gave up association of his companions, Navadvip. He accepted the renounced order of life. It's an austerity. But still, he did that because yagya is sankirtana, because it's yagya, yajanti, and that's the method of worship. And the more you do that, the better the Lord becomes worshipped. So, Hare Krishna, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jaya.